Oh, I'm so glad we're finally out of there. I swear, I never would have imagined that my own wedding ceremony could be so mind-numbingly boring. Don't get me wrong, the food was great and all, but when they made us dance, oh, the whole time I had to hold myself back from throwing you to the ground and starting our rematch right then and there, or do other things with you. You know, I still can't believe that you actually managed to beat me. I even dropped my armor to distract you with my boobs. That's my favorite method because then I can easily knock my opponent out without hurting them too much. But then, when you blindfolded yourself and you were still able to read all my movements, honestly, that just had me completely dumbfounded. I've never seen anything like that. And on top of that, out of the hundreds of men that have challenged me over the years, you were the only one that didn't even know that the prize for defeating me, the great warrior queen and the greatest fighter to ever live, was my hand in marriage. Maybe that was the secret all along. All the other men were horny and power hungry, but you just wanted a good fight. And I'm so glad that you've still agreed to marry me. I have a feeling that we were meant for each other. Anyway, here we are. This is my, no, our bedroom. Are you excited to finally and truly claim me as your wife? I know I am. No, wait. Just wait a second. I can't do this. There's still something you don't know about me, and I don't want to start off with our relationship with a lie. The truth is, the reason why I decided that only the one who beats me in single combat is allowed to marry me isn't because I'm picky and only wanted to marry someone that's as strong as me. Well, I'm cursed. When I was younger, the queen from the Northern Kingdom got jealous of my beauty and laid a curse on me. If anyone has sex with me and fails to fully and completely satisfy me, they will die. She did that because she was able to read my soul and saw how much of a sex addict I would become. So she wanted to take my favorite thing away from me before I could even experience it. Unless, well, I was prepared to let people die for my pleasure. That's why I became so strong and made up this stupid rule, so no one could marry me and die because of me. I didn't tell you until now. Because after fighting against you, I was convinced that you'd be able to satisfy me with no problem. But I can't lie to you. I just can't. So if you want to walk away, you can. You don't have to risk your life for me. What happens if you do manage to satisfy me? Well, then the curse would be lifted and we'd be able to live happily ever after. But are you sure? I mean, really sure. You could die, you know. You don't have to do this for. Wait. You don't look concerned at all, not even a little scared. Are you really that confident? I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. I knew it! There's no way in hell that the man who defeated me would be scared of a little sex, even with his life at stake. All right, no more stalling. I want to see that smug face of yours writhing in pleasure. Let's get our armor off. Can you believe that they really wanted to make us wear those stupid wedding garments? Normal people just don't get that for true warriors like us, our best suit of armor is our proper attire. There we are. So, Now that you don't have to blindfold yourself to stay focused, how do you like my body? Lean and toned all around with chiseled abs and broad shoulders, but still retaining an unmistakably womanly figure with my large breast, my firm ass, my hourglass shape, and my smooth skin. I'm like an Amazoness and a succubus combined. It's such a shame that no one has ever been able to experience this body until you. Oh, and you're not too bad yourself. Stunning, actually. You're just like I imagined with all those muscles and scars from all your battles. And that cock, the way it's rising to the side of me, is making me want to touch myself. Okay, I think it's time. Girls, you can come in. These are my beautiful maids. I hope you don't mind them watching us. I just couldn't let the opportunity slide to finally pay them back. I told you that I was an info, didn't I? So, since I can't have sex myself, I watch my maids do it with each other and with several different men from the city on the daily, all the while pleasuring myself, or at least trying to. Don't worry about them. They love their job. I just thought that it'd only be fair to let them watch me for once. You don't mind, do you? I wouldn't want to give you performance anxiety. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. It's true. The whole city watched us face and fight in their arena. So what's a few hot, young, and needy girls watching us fuck? Hey, you're still standing around with that massive heart on. Go on and fuck it. I'm just going to throw you on the bed. And now I'm going to get on top of you. Foreplay? Honey, I've had foreplay all my life. I'm wet, you're hard, and I want that cock. Oh, wow. I fucked myself with dildos so many times. But a real cock feels completely different. It's so much better. It's bigger than my dildos, too. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm all the way in now. How does it feel, baby, to be balls deep inside the legendary warrior queen? Do you like how tight and wet I am for you? Oh my God, your cock is so big. It kind of hurts. But that just makes it even better. After this, I don't think I can ever go back to my toys. So you better fucking survive. Got me? I'm gonna start moving now. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, that's it. Grab my tits while I ride you. Touch me as much as you want. Knock yourself out. This body belongs to you now. Just as your body belongs to me, alongside this amazing cock. Oh, how are you holding up there, honey? I can go a bit slower if you want to pace your... Oh, fuck, yeah. Grab my hips and fuck up from below. Oh, that feels amazing. You're going so hard. You don't care, do you? Oh, you're pounding me with no mercy, with no concern for yourself. Fuck, you really are the man of my dreams. Oh, is that... are you... Oh, my God. Oh, your hot cum feels so good inside me. Oh, it's, oh, it's taking me over the edge. Oh, oh, oh. off of you. One orgasm isn't enough for me. I need more. More of you. More of that cock. There's still some cum left. Wait. Wow, I didn't think it'd taste this good. You like how my mouth feels? Yeah, I practice with my toys on the regular. Still, it's my first time with a real cock, so I don't know if this is as good as it could be. Hold on. I've seen my mates do this. What if I swirl my tongue around the head like this? Oh, I love hearing you moan. Let me tend to your balls for a while I jerk you off. Tastes like there's another load for me in there. Oh, I'm sorry, honey, but I really want to taste your cum again. So, you're going to give it to me. This is what I practiced for. Here we go. Time to take you all the way down my throat. Fuck. You filling my mouth and throat with your cum. Oh, I could get used to this. Oh. Wait, what am I doing? I got ahead of myself and made you come with my mouth. But I'm still not satisfied. Why didn't you... Oh, wow. You just picked me up and threw me on all fours? Are you still hard? That's not possible. I... Oh. Now I see. You're bridging the time it takes you to recover by eating me out. Be careful. There's a chance that I... Oh my God, never mind. I don't think I'll ever get bored of this. Oh, the way you're licking my clit while fingering me is just... Oh, yes, don't stop. Oh, I'm getting close again. Yeah, keep doing that. Oh, keep flicking your tongue like that. Oh, yes. Oh, wow. Wow, that was something else. Now I get why my maids like eating each other out so much. And it seems like they're enjoying the show. Look how they're touching themselves. The two over there have even taken their clothes off and are all over each other. Oh, sorry. I think I squirted a little on your face. So, is your cock... Oh, you're fingering me again. But I don't know if that'll be enough. Wait, that's not my pussy. That's my ass. Oh, what is this? I never thought about having someone's tongue on my ass. Or that it would feel this good. No, I never played with it before. I didn't. Fuck. Oh, I didn't know what I was missing. Oh, the way you're moving your tongue. Oh, where did you learn that? The sirens of the Forbidden Isles? No, that's not possible. No one has ever come back from there alive. Ah, but if that's true, it looks like we really were meant for each other. Wait, did you just ask my maid Anna for a bottle of lube? No, we've got plenty, but what are you planning on doing? Oh, no, please don't pull your tongue away from my ass. I want you to do it more. Or your fingers will too as well, I suppose. Oh, fuck. The way your finger fucking my ass. Loosening it up. Now I know what you're planning. And you're already lubing up your cock. No, I want you to do it. I didn't know until now, but this is exactly what I want. Oh, you're already at my entrance. Don't keep me waiting. Just shove it in. I need that cock. Oh, my God. Oh, it feels even bigger than before. Oh, this is heaven. Oh, all the way, baby. Go all the way in. No need to hold back. I won't break. Oh, so be as rough as you want. Oh, you've already started moving. Oh, go for it. Take me, fuck me, pound me, claim me as yours. Yeah, I know it's my first time, but I'm not some delicate village girl. I'm the fucking warrior queen. And you're my king now, so fuck me like one. Yes, that's it. Oh, go as hard as you want. As hard as you can. Fuck. Oh, fuck, you're so fucking amazing. You know that? Oh, the way you ran into me. How you pound my ass into the bed, sending shockwaves across my whole body. Oh, no, ignore those noises. I don't care if you break my bed. In fact, I want you to. Oh, and now you're playing with my clit as well as fucking me. That's not fair. I'm already struggling to stay on the ground, and now you're sending me straight to heaven. Oh, but I guess you are kind of fucking for your life, so I can't really blame you for going all out. Yes, keep going. Don't slow down. I can't believe it. Oh, I'm almost there again. I've never come so much in such a short time. Yes, come with me. I want to feel you explode inside me one more time. Oh, that's it. Come at me, you fucking stud. Oh, yes. Oh. I don't know what to say. I can't think. Oh, no, that's it for me. I don't think I can go again tonight. Oh, that was almost too much, even for me. And you're still alive. Oh, guess you did it then. What? There was a blue light coming from me? Oh, sorry, I must have missed it. My mind was preoccupied. That must mean that the curse has lifted. Oh, I love you, honey. You're exactly the husband I've always dreamed of. I never want to leave your side. Never. And you love me, too? Of course you do. I would drag your ass straight back to the arena if you didn't. Oh, we're going to make such a great couple. Think about it. the two strongest warriors in all the realms ruling a single country together. Oh, and I can't wait to pay that bitch who cursed me a visit. No, I haven't dealt with her yet. I kind of wanted to do it together with my husband, you know, as a couple activity. Wait, I almost forgot. Here, a marriage gift for you from me. This is a potion of vitality. It's specially made here in the castle. You can't find it anywhere else in the world. No, I know you're not wounded. That's not what this potion does. One sip of this, and your cock and balls will feel like you haven't had sex in weeks. Sorry, I couldn't use this while we fucked. Magical or chemical enhancements are against the rules of the curse. You would have died on the spot. What is this for? Hello? Don't you see all those horny, naked girls around you? Oh, you better believe you're gonna fuck them. I'm a kind ruler, you see. I wouldn't just let my maids watch a first-rate man like you pleasuring their queen without sharing him with them afterwards. Don't worry, I'm gonna enjoy this just as much as them. And you don't have to hold back on them. Satisfy them just like you did me. The night is still young, so we have plenty of time.